Giant Radio, original podcast.
The Cowardly Lion. All this time, Dorothy and her companions had been walking through the thick woods. The road was still paved with yellow brick, but these were much covered by dried branches and dead leaves from the trees, and the walking was not at all good. Every now and then, there came a deep growl from some wild animal hidden among the trees. "How long will it be?" the child asked of the Tin Woodman, "before we are out of the forest?"
"I cannot tell,"
was the answer,
"for I have never been to the Emerald City. But my father went there once when I was a boy, and he said it was a long journey through a dangerous country. Although nearer to the city where Oz dwells, the country is beautiful. But I am not afraid as long as I have my oil can, and nothing can hurt the Scarecrow, while you bear upon your forehead the mark of the good witch's kiss, and that will protect you from harm."
"But Toto," said the girl anxiously, "what will protect him?"
"We must protect him ourselves if he's in danger,"
replied the Tin Woodman. Just as he spoke, there came from a forest a terrible roar. And the next moment a great lion bounded into the road. With one blow of his paw, he sent the Scarecrow spinning over and over to the edge of the road, and then he struck at the Tin Woodman with his sharp claws. But to the lion's surprise, he could make no impression on the tin. Although the woodman fell over in the road and lay still. Little Toto, now that he had an enemy to face, ran barking toward the lion, and the great beast had opened his mouth to bite the dog. When Dorothy, fearing Toto would be killed and heedless of danger, rushed forward and slapped the lion upon his nose as hard as she could, while she cried out, "Don't you dare to bite Toto! You ought to be ashamed of yourself. A big beast like you to bite a poor little dog?"
"I didn't bite him,"
said the lion as he rubbed his nose with his paw where Dorothy had hit it. "No, but you tried to," she retorted. "You are nothing but a big coward."
"I know it,"
said the lion, hanging his head in shame.
"I've always known it. But how can I help it? What is that little animal you are so tender of?"
"He's my dog, Toto," answered Dorothy.
"Oh, he's a curious animal and seems remarkably small. Now that I look at him, no one would think of biting such a little thing except a coward like me,"
continued the lion sadly.
"What makes you a coward?"
asked Dorothy, looking at the great beast in wonder, for he was as big as a small horse.
"It's a mystery," replied the lion. "I suppose I was born that way. All the other animals in the forest naturally expect me to be brave, for the lion is everywhere thought to be the king of the beasts. I learned that if I roared very loudly, every living thing was frightened and got out of my way. Whenever I've met a man, I've been awfully scared. But I just roared at him, and he has always run away as fast as he could go. If the elephants and the tigers and the bears had ever tried to fight me, I should have run myself. I'm such a coward." "But that isn't right. The king of beasts shouldn't be a coward,"
said the Scarecrow.
"I know it,"
returned the lion, wiping a tear from his eye with the tip of his tail.
"It is my great sorrow and makes my life very unhappy. But whenever there is danger, my heart begins to beat fast."
"Perhaps you have a heart disease,"
said the Tin Woodman.
"It may be," said the lion.
"If you have,"
continued the Tin Woodman,
"you ought to be glad, for it proves you have a heart."
"Perhaps," said the lion thoughtfully. "If I had no heart, I should not be a coward.
Have you brains?
Asked the scarecrow.
I suppose so. I've never looked to see,
replied the lion.
I'm going to the great Oz to ask him to give me some,
remarked the scarecrow,
for my head is stuffed with straw.
And I'm going to ask him to give me a heart,
said the woodman.
And I'm going to ask him to send Toto and me back to Kansas, added Dorothy.
Do you think Oz could give me courage?
Asked the cowardly lion.
Just as easily as he could give me brains,
said the scarecrow.
Or give me a heart,
said the tin woodman.
Or send me back to Kansas, said Dorothy.
Then, if you don't mind, I'll go with you,
said the lion.
For my life is simply unbearable without a bit of courage.
You will be very welcome, answered Dorothy, for you will help to keep away the other wild beasts.
So once more the little company set off upon the journey. The lion walking with stately strides at Dorothy's side, Toto did not approve of this new comrade at first, for he could not forget how nearly he had been crushed between the lion's great jaws. But after a time, he became more at ease, and presently Toto and the cowardly lion had grown to be good friends. During the rest of that day, there was no other adventure to mar the peace of their journey. Once, indeed, the Tin Woodman stepped upon a beetle that was crawling along the road and killed the poor little thing. This made the Tin Woodman very unhappy. Tears ran slowly down his face and over the hinges of his jaw. And there they rusted. Scarecrow seized the oil can from Dorothy's basket and oiled the woodman's jaws so that after a few moments he could talk as well as before.
This will serve me a lesson,
said he,
to look where I step, for if I should kill another bug or beetle, I should surely cry again. And crying rusts my jaws so that I cannot speak.
Thereafter, he walked very carefully. The Tin Woodman knew very well he had no heart, and therefore he took great care never to be cruel or unkind to anything.